AmeriCorps to pay left-wing activist on behalf of LGBT education organization. By Spencer Lindquist on July 18, 2022. AmeriCorps is set to pay a member to serve as a community organizer for an organization that seeks to embed left-wing gender theory in school curriculums. The Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, GLSEN, works to overhaul school curriculum and policy in order to embed gender theory into the classrooms of America's education system. GLSEN will be receiving support from a paid AmeriCorps member who will engage in outreach and community organizing on behalf of the organization in Washington State. The AmeriCorps listing, titled GLSEN Student and Educator Outreach, is archived here and explains that the AmeriCorps member selected for the role will be serving on both the student side and the educator side to create change and improve the conditions in schools for LGBT students across Washington State. The member will receive a stipend. GLSEN brings together students, educators, families and other community members of any sexual orientation or gender identity/expression to reform America's educational system, the listing explains. GLSEN seeks to exert influence over America's education system and believes that schools should allow men to use women's locker rooms and compete in women's sports. The AmeriCorps member will also drive engagement with educators, school districts and Gay Straight Alliance/Gender Sexuality Alliance, GSA, clubs across the state. The member will directly engage in community organizing on behalf of the left-wing organization, with the role requiring the member to conduct trainings, collect/analyze data, build relationships with community organizations, and develop students into leaders in their school. The description continues, saying the member will also create a larger support network for LGBTQ students and their allies. Though the organization claims that it exists for the purpose of education and to merely end the targeting of those who identify as LGBT, GLSEN's activities display that it is dedicated to engaging in social and political activism. A detailed report from Discover the Networks found that not only does the organization engage in lobbying and political activism, it has also offered sexually explicit materials and information to young school children at its conferences. A report from Open Secrets found that GLSEN has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in lobbying. GLSEN has also made a concerted effort to impact the worldview of young children. It was previously revealed that the organization partnered with Nike and the YMCA to bring an OnlyFans performer to teach children how to practice a suggestive form of dance. GLSEN has also created a trans action kit, which explains how students and teachers can engage in pro-trans activism. One of the suggestions is to build an altar to transgender people for the Transgender Day of Remembrance. The left-wing organization encourages teachers to read books that enhance LGBTQ+ visibility and maintains a list of books for teachers to use in lesson plans. One list, which includes books that are supposed to be read to elementary school children, features I Am Jazz, which is about a child who identified as transgender since he was 2 years old. An outdated AmeriCorps listing shows that this is not the first instance of the government agency assisting the left-wing organization. A 2020-21 listing explains that an AmeriCorps member based in Kansas was tasked with soliciting corporate donations on behalf of the left-wing organization, though it is not evident whether or not the role was ultimately filled. AmeriCorps did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.